Hello, it's Christine. I'm sitting with Jenny Dennett in a lovely flat overlooking the centre of Todd. It's really, really nice here.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
Right, Jenny, how will people in Todmorden know you?
Well, probably because I was Jenny Elliott and before I was married to Eric. And I went to the National School where I left when I was 13. And I went away to go into pantomime when I was 13, just for 3 months. And then when I came home, I had to go in the mill, to go and work in the mill, which I didn't really like. And then from that, I moved down and I worked in a bleachers and dyers down at Springside. And I was the only girl there, and they were all men because the war had started. And I was put onto a machine that only men worked with before. But then I was the only girl that worked in this room full of men, which were very nice. And I was taken on, and the understanding that the boys, when they came home, which we all hoped they did, I would have to finish and they would have the jobs back. And I thought that was such a wonderful idea for the man who owned it, because it was making sure that the boys had somewhere to come when they finished being in the war. So I worked there then, and I was made a lot of. The men looked after me so much. They looked after me all the time I was there. I started there when I was 15, nearly 16. And I worked there until I had my first child, after I'd got married. And while I was working, I was pregnant there. I wondered what they were doing one day. They all were waiting for me to go in at the door. And they all were saying, I'm walking up with me. My machine was right at the top of the room. And when I got there, you had to lean on a board to look over at your machine as it was coming through. And you'd all these circular knives on that went round and round, and you'd to watch them. And then you had two great big cog wheels that when you were changing your roll of weft, you had to pull it through by hand. And then you had to go around and you had to sew it with a big needle onto the next lot. And all the men used to throw the things in for me, the rolls of cloth in. And then they'd come and pull it through for me. And on this board, they were hollowing it out every day, every so often for me bump to go in.
So at this stage,
I was going bigger and bigger.
Brilliant, brilliant.
They were absolutely fantastic. They were the most wonderful place in the world to work. And everybody said, oh, well, a lot of men, yeah, to just suit you.
Right, come on. You've got another a very important year to talk.
Oh, mommy, yes. I mean, well, I've had a wonderful year.
Well, first of all, you married Eric,
was wonderful.
Eric Dennett,
yeah.
Who lots of people will know because he was on the council.
He was on the council, yeah.
For how many years?
Oh, a long time. He went on from this council, and we're still on this council, and he went on to Calderdale Council. We were on Calderdale Council for quite a long time, and I don't know what time, when he finished from there, because he was ill, and he died at 65, so...
It's a fantastic servant.
He was. It was
did some
so well thoughtful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He did work hard for the council.
But you had three very interesting years, didn't you? The first one, you were deputy to
Calderdale.
So this
which was an honour.
Oh yes, a deputy mayor and mayoress for Calderdale. Mm. That's year one.
Yes.
The following year, you were mayor and mayoress, and this happened to coincide with the Queen's Jubilee year. And we're going to talk about
well,
that.
Well, that's the one year.
And then the following year, you had the honour
of being Todmorden.
Mayor and mayoress. Three very hectic years, I should think.
Successful years, yeah, they were.
Yeah, let's talk about that middle one.
That middle one, yeah.
Go on. Okay. Meeting the Queen.
Meeting the Queen, yeah, well, you can't all say you've met the Queen, can you? And it was absolutely wonderful when we found out that we were going to receive the Queen in Leeds
Town Hall. Had we better explain that the Queen did quite a few tours around the country in her Jubilee year, didn't she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did quite a lot. And, like, they were... I don't think they went everywhere, but she always liked, she said, to come to Yorkshire because they were so... She liked the people very much. She always found them very friendly.
And, of course, we were all putting on street parties.
And, yes, there were... I had loads of street parties to go to. And it were all judging crowns that the children had made. And I had to choose the best crown. And then it didn't please some of the kiddies. And I hate upsetting children, so... But the duties were for the mayoress were very, very busy. And my husband, Eric, knowing how he is... He worked all the time that we were mayor and mayoress. Never asked for anything, and he worked for the YEB. And his manager, well, I'll never forgive. He called him into his room and said, "I believe you're taking on a mayorship." And Eric said, "Yes, I am." Oh, he said, "I'm very pleased for you," he says. But he said, "Don't expect any time off because you won't get it." He says, "You'll just get your holidays, and what do you want to do with your mayoral time? You do it in your own time."
Ooh.
So, my husband had worked all the time we were mayor and mayoress at Calderdale. And to all the functions he went to, he had to change at work into his clothes for visiting out. To get the time off, he worked overtime to get time off.
Mm.
And he had to get changed in a cupboard or something. And the mayoral car had to go there to pick him up.
So you know what sacrifices.
So I know what it was like.
You know the sacrifices.
Job it is.
Yeah.
And I went more to relieve him than anything else. I worked harder, I think, than any mayoress because... I asked that I wanted to go to see all the children in Calderdale, which was received with drawn in breath from the secretary that we had. "Oh, you can't do that." I said, "Why?" "Well, where do you want to go?" I said, "I want to go to them all." "Well, you don't know how many there..." I said, "I know how many there are. There's a lot. It encompasses all the area." I said, "And I want to go to the young ones. I don't want to go to the middle ones." I said, "I want to go to the under eights. "Oh, well, they won't understand." I said, "That's when they do understand." I said, "No," I said, "I want..." "Well, nobody's ever been, no mayoress has ever done that." I said, "Well, then, I'll do it." Mm. I said, "Because that's what I want to do."
So she had to do it. Excellent.
She didn't want to.
Well done you. Yeah.
But that's what I wanted. And you know, it's paid off because I still get children from children that I knew as children that'll say, "My mum talks about you." Or they'll say, I sat on your knee once when you were mayoress." And I still get that. And they've always been so inquisitive when I went round with the chain. They all wanted to hold the chain. They all wanted to look at the chain,
including our royal family. Come on, right. Let's start your day. Yeah. The you were collected in the big car.
Yes,
from Tottenham.
We were collected in the big car at Longfield.
What did you wear?
I wore a blue. A blue hat with like a lacy one, a big brim, and a dress, a floaty dress, and a floaty long cover over. But it was the same material, but it was a flowing cape, that thing that went down, and the blue shoes and handbag.
Comfortable blue shoes?
Well, yes, they were to start with, but they weren't by the end of the day. I really got my feet were killing me. And I used to get back in the car and take my shoes off and put me... Then I could hardly get my shoes back on. And then getting towards the end of the afternoon, it was so hot, the weather was beautiful. And I said, oh, I could just do with a bowl of water or something, just to put my feet in. I said, it's so hot. And I said, when I got back from walking round, I said, my wonderful chauffeur, there was a bowl of water in the back of the name, on the back of the limousine, with some warm water in and some salt. And he said it had got salt in, and to bathe my feet till the next.
So you never know. The Queen might have had a similar sort of
arrangement. I'm wondering if the Queen did it. She could have done. Because it was just like heaven. Yeah. It really was. It was like heaven.
Anyway, you were collected in the morning and you went to Leeds Town Hall, didn't you?
Yes, we went for the luncheon.
And you collected in the ante room, was it?
Yes, yeah. It was the big room upstairs in the Leeds Town Hall. And there were all mayor and mayoresses from other parts of... roundabout, you know, the Bradford and all round there, and Kirklees and all mayors and mayoresses. And we had to go to this room and we all had to stand in a half circle so that when the Queen came round, she'd come round with the Mayor of Leeds, who was called the Lord Mayor because it was a big city, so he was called the Lord Mayor of Leeds. And he would bring around and introduce us, each one's, where we came from. And so when we kept looking out of the window, we were standing there for a bit, and all the crowds were outside, masses of them. And then all of a sudden there was this noise and everybody cheering. And when they all then said, oh, get ready, you know, they're here, the Queen's arriving. So then we all stood to attention and waited for the Queen coming up. But besides that, we had the Earl and Countess of Harwood.
Harwood.
They were the ones to be introduced first. And we'd been told that this Countess was... she'd never met the Queen. It was the first time she would meet...
She was his new wife.
Yeah.
He was a cousin, wasn't he?
Yes, he was
Queen.
A cousin.
Yeah.
So we're all had eyes on them because she'd never met them.
She was a lovely pianist.
Yeah, I believe so.
Fabulous.
So then he bent forward, the Earl, and kissed her cheek. And then he must have introduced his wife, and she did the most wonderful curtsy I've ever seen. Right down with her head down and right down nearly onto the floor. It was beautiful. She was so graceful. And then they shook hands, and I think... They moved on, they talked to them for a bit, and then they moved on coming round the room, talking to each person, and they got to us, and the Queen was first, and if so she bent down to look at the mayoress's chain, which was beautiful.
And this is the mayoress of Calderdale.
Calderdale's chain.
Yeah.
And apparently it was bought by the for Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee, and it was all diamonds, and it was beautiful, and it was supposed to be bought by the people of Halifax at that time.
And Halifax was a wealthy place.
It was a wealthy place.
Yeah, very wealthy.
So it was, you know, it was worth a really lot of money, and it was really beautiful. So she was very, very interested in it. And then she moved on. And we all the ladies had to wear white gloves, but that was the only thing you had to do. And you curtsied, a little curtsy when they introduced you to her. I didn't do as one as good as that Countess lad, frightened of falling over. And that went on, and then she came round, and then the Duke of Edinburgh came round. Oh, and it was lovely. It really was nice. And he came and he came straight to me when he got to it and he said, "Ah," he said, "this is the chain I've got to look at, isn't it?" The Queen said. "Oh, my wife said. My wife said."
Oh, so she'd told.
She'd told him, yeah.
Even though the mayor of the Lord Mayor of Leeds had insulted her.
Yeah.
But what did he say? He said it was something.
Oh,
like
it was. It said
the Lord Mayor of Leeds had said.
Yeah. There was they'd got the a painting of Queen Victoria out from the dungeon below somewhere. And put it up, and he took her to it and said, "This, ma'am, this is your great 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 grandmama when she visited us in such and such, you know, when she came." And she just looked up at him, surely smiled.
She had to look up at him.
She had to look up. And she had to look up at the frame, you know, the picture. She had to look up at that, and she had to look up at him because he's only smiled. And she said, "Mate, great great grandmama, Lord Mayor, I'm not as old as all that, you know." And then she turned and smiled. Not at him, at us. So it went red, you know. And then when the Duke came round and he said, "Oh, this is the one that the Queen's," he did say the Queen's aunt told me to look at, is it? I said, "Yeah." "Oh," he said, "yes." He said, "You know, I don't, she would do," he said, "because it's quite comparable to my wife's jewellery, is that?" He says. So it was lovely, you know, and a twinkle in his eye, you know, a really twinkle in his eye. And then he said, the Lord Mayor then, I think he was flustered, because he said, "Oh, and this is the Mayor and Mayoress of Kirklees."
Oh, did he introduce you wrongly, did he?
And,
poor chap.
And he just talked, and then... Oh, and then the Queen said... Must have been when the Queen came round, he did it. Because when the Queen came, she said about, you know, the Lord Mayor. She's not as old as all that, you know. And then she said... and then the Duke of Edinburgh came round. And he said, "This is the Mayor and Mayoress of Kirklees." And he just looked at him, did the joke, and he said, "Surely it's the Mayor and Mayoress of Calderdale." Oh, yeah, you know, I think it had flummoxed him a bit, you know, with the Queen, but it was so...
And then what did the Duke ask Eric?
And then, oh, yeah, the Duke said, "Mr. Mayor, where do you live then?" So I said, "I live in Calderdale." "All right," he said. They didn't say Tonmudden to start with. He said, yes, he said, "Have you decided which side of the fence you're on?" He said, "You're in Tonmudden." I said, "Yes." He said, "Yes." They were just, how he just said it straight out.
So the Duke of Edinburgh,
he didn't know
done
where,
his homework.
Yeah.
Found out where you lived.
Yeah.
You lived in Tonmudden.
Yeah. But you see, he didn't know he was introduced as Calderdale. That's all he got.
Yeah.
So he must have found out from somewhere where we was, because he knew it just straight away. Mm. You know, it was really good. They do
they
work so hard.
They? Yeah.
They
are fantastic.
And then the Queen went round then and she was still talking to us when they came for her to go to the... they were waiting for the luncheon to start. And the Lord Lieutenant had come round to keep coughing a bit at the side of her. And then she says, I think this man, gentleman wants something to say something to me, do you? I said, yeah. So he said, you know, they were waiting for her. So she said, we'll have to go. So he says, yeah. He says, you'll have to go before. You'll have to go before the Queen. You'll have to be in there when the Queen comes for the luncheon. So we sat running down this corridor and... we managed to get in there. We had to go in first, of course.
So you've run down the corridor?
We run down the corridor. We went in, and as we got to the door going in, everybody stood up. Stood up. Oh, I just looked up at Eric and I...
This is the main room.
Main room where they...
In the town hall.
Yeah.
And there'd be about, 400, 500
people. Oh, yeah, we're huge.
500 people.
Yeah, we're massive.
Oh, dear.
And they all stood up, everybody stood up. And then we walked round, and then we started going on the top table. I just couldn't believe it. We were at the end of the top table, at the beginning end. So we stood there for quite a while watching everybody come past. And so we were on the top table for our luncheon.
Jenny, I'm going to leave you on the top table.
It was only chicken.
Chicken.
She loves chicken, apparently.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So you had chicken meal.
Chicken lunch.
Right, I'm going to leave you there. And I think you've said that you will do another talk for us.
Mm-hmm.
And next time, you're going to talk about going round as in a pantomime, in a troupe of dancers.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That's for next time.
Yeah.
Because Peter Gibson, as soon as I mentioned your name, Peter Gibson said, oh, I remember them in the black and white minstrels at Roomfield.
Hey, they can't call it that now, though.
No, I know they can't. But
I mean, what are they going to do?
But this is history, isn't it?
Yeah.
This is history.
Yeah.
Right, Jenny, I'm going to leave it there. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you. And I'd like to talk about red rum, though.
Well, you can do that next time.
I think
we'll...
Yeah.
So I'm writing little notes down to myself.
Because that were one of the things that was stood out in our year.
Yeah.
You know, because we met Red Rum.
Right. Another instalment. Wait for it. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye from Christy. Bye-bye.
Bye.